So, it's kind of home for me because we all worked on this, so hard, Robert included, to get us to the finish line. So, anxious to
Only
hear
a little
about the
bit.
presentation.
Yeah, Karen can take all the credit for that one. I appreciate the
Thanks.
courtesy.
Okay.
Thank you,
Thanks.
sir. Okay, so Rajiv, are you going to share your screen or do you want me to pull up the presentation? No, you're muted.
Either way is fine. Like, whatever you want, I can do that.
If you could pull it up, that would be good. And then I'm going to also try to make your voice louder on our speakers while we do that.
Financial results of the corporation for the year ended June 30, 2023. My name is Rajiv. I am one of the audit principal at Allen & Young & Associates. I will be going over the audit results of the corporation with you this afternoon. Our presentation is divided into five different sections. First, I will introduce the audit team leaders, then audit overview, then required communications, financial statements overview, as well as the single audit overview. As you can see on slide number three, audit partner is Mr. Allen C. Young. Myself, I am the principal on the job. There were two audit managers on the job, Swapna Divekar and Swati Ogle. And we had two additional audit staff which helped us during the audit during the year. This slide covers the audit overview. As you can see, the financial statements are the responsibility of the corporation's management, which means like the financial statements are prepared by DTC, and we as an auditor, we have a responsibility to express an opinion on these financial statements based upon our audit. We have issued our opinion on the financial statement is unmodified, which means that this is the highest level of opinion that an organization can receive. So we have issued a clean opinion on the financial statements. So congratulations again for getting a clean opinion for the current year. From slide number six onwards, we will go over the required communications which we are required from the ASCPA to go over. Like, there was no change in the engagement letter. Complete cooperation was given to us throughout the audit from everyone from the corporation. And as Mr. Negnick just mentioned, that like the City of Detroit team worked really closely with us during the audit, as well as like Robert, Karen, and Latinda, everyone at the DTC team like played a key and instrumental role in making sure that the reports are finished on time and we get like what we are supposed to get. So thank you very much for all your support during the audit. All the But just significant adjustments which came out through the audit, we discussed with the like with DTC, and everything was posted to that. During the year, DTC implemented GASB 96, which was related to subscription-based information technology arrangements, but there was no material impact on DTC financial statements after the adoption of this standard. There was no disagreements with the management on any financial and reporting matter, and to best of our knowledge, management has no consultation with any other accountants regarding accounting or auditing matters. There are a couple of, like, the most important significant disclosure which is there in the audit report is our note number 7, which talks about the pension liability, which is recorded due to, like, adoption of GASB 68. The total estimated pension liability was $2.7 million at the end of June 30, 2023. Other two estimates which are made by the management, which are accrued employee benefit, including sick and vacation, as well as the useful life of the depreciable capital assets. As you can see on slide number 9, there is a comparison of like total assets and total liabilities of the corporation. The total assets were $40.1 million as compared to $41.1 million for 2022, there was a decrease of $1 million, which we will cover in slide number 11. Liabilities also went down from $17.8 million to $13.6 million, which is a decrease of approximately $4.4 million. The total net pen position in layman terms, this is the accumulated profit of DTC, which increased from $23.3 million to $26.8 million, which is an increase of $3.4 million from the previous year. The total revenue of the corporation increased $6 million from $13.7 million to $19.7 million, as there was an increase in the expenditures also from $13.8 million to $16.2 million, which is an increase of $2.4 million. For the current year, as you can see, the net change in the net position was $3.4 million as compared to a deficit of $147,000 in the previous year. Slide number 11 is basically going to show us the comparison of the total assets of the corporation for year ended June 30, 2022 and 2023. As I mentioned earlier, the total decrease was $1 million. I will just go over and touch base the highlights of like what were the major reasons for this decrease. As you can see, the cash and cash equivalent was $1.1 million for 2022 as compared to only $78,000 for 2023. So the cash decreased approximately $1 million during 2023. However, with the corresponding, there is an increase in the intergovernmental receivable. The intergovernmental receivable was $2.3 million for 2022 as compared to $4.2 million. As at the end of 2023, the increase was approximately $1.8 million, and this was due from City of Detroit for the city subsidy as well as the transit police. Rest all the assets were in lines with what were there in the previous year. As you can see, that restricted investment were $4.4 million as compared to $4.4 million. Capital assets were $23.3 million were as compared to $23.3 million for both the years. Slide number 12 is the comparison of all the liabilities which DTC owes to the outside parties. As you can see, that also decreased from $17.8 million to $30.6 million, which is a decrease of approximately $4.4 million. The accounts payable, as you can see, were $987,000 for year ended 2022 as compared to $1.1 million, which is an very small increase, but this increase is due to just the timing of the payments. Net pension liability had seen like a big drop from $7.6 million to $2.7 million, which is a drop of approximately $4.9 million, as well as the deferred inflow. There is an increase of $1.7 million from $4 million to $5.7 million. These liabilities and deferred inflows changed are based upon the actuarial calculation, and based upon the actuarial calculation, we get the actuarial report, so these numbers are adjusted accordingly. Other payables see a decrease of like approximately $1.6 million from $4.5 million to $2.9 million. This predominantly relates to the payables to MDOT, which was like a major amount was paid during the year to reduce their liability. Rest, the liabilities were in lines with the previous year salaries. Accrued salaries were 116 versus 884,000. Accrued compensation was 338,000 versus 435,000 in the current year. The revenues of DTC increased approximately $6 million from $13.7 million to $19.7 million. In 2022, majority of the year, the operations were not there because of the COVID-19. The trains were not working. So that's why you don't see any ticket sales like for 2022, but in 2023, there was ticket sales. So 226,000 was attributable from the ticket sales. Federal revenue decreased 600,000 from $5.9 million to $5.3 million. State revenue increased $200,000 from $3.7 million to $3.9 million. However, the major increase in the revenue for DTC was related to other local transit revenue from $3.7 million to $9.7 million, which is an increase of approximately $6 million from the previous year. And this is due to city subsidy received during the year, which was not there in 2022. With the increase of revenue, there was an increase of the expenses also. The expenses were $13.8 million for year-ended 2022 as compared to $16.2 million for 2023. The major increase is in payroll and fringe benefits. As you can see, the payroll and fringe benefit, if you total for 2022 versus 2023, were $7.2 million in 2022 versus $8.1 million in the current year. So there is an increase of approximately $900,000 during the year. Materials and supplies also increased by $500,000 from $254,000 to $978,000. Insurance expenses increased $581,000. As you can see on the screen, the insurance was $1,048,555 for 2022 as compared to $1.6 million for 2023. Depreciation expense did decrease from previous year. It was $2.01 million for 2022 as compared to $1.8 million. This is due to some of the assets are fully depreciated in 2022 as compared to 2023. Rest all the expenses were in lines with the previous years. Single audit, from slide number 15, we will talk about the single audit. ACY has issued a clean opinion on the DTC's financial year 2023 federal program audit also. So congratulations again for getting a clean opinion for your federal awards too. For comparison purposes, you can see that the total federal expenditures for 2023 were $5.3 million as compared to $8 million for 2022. There was an increase FTA funding for related to COVID in 2022 as compared to 2023. So that's why you see a decrease of expenses in the current year. Good thing to report, in 2022, there were six findings, which has reduced to only three findings during the year. So there is 100% decrease in the findings for the current year. So I congratulate the whole management to on this thing. And all the details of these findings can be found in the single audit report as a supplemental information. And we did issue some comments which were there in the separate letter. Once again, thank you for the opportunity to serve as an auditor for DTC. Excuse me. This concludes my presentation. I will open the floor for any questions if anyone has.
Questions from you? Yeah, we appreciate this, Rajiv. Obviously, we're only 3 months away from the next fiscal year closing, and one of the things we want to do before we get there, along with, and one of my key deputies at the city is Anita Edgar, talk about before we get to June 30th, the plan and what we learned from, the pain of this one done. I think here at DTC, the folks have all been here now for the whole new year, exam, and that should make things easier. And our general manager has, found a good way to not have us have to rely on ticket sales and all the problems that came along with collecting that minor amount of money. So that'll be one thing that's, you know, removed from any kind of audit risk as well. So that's, it's good for more than one reason.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as you can see, that the findings have decreased also from 6 to 3. So that is always a positive sign that, like, the corporation is moving in the right direction. Yes, there are certain things which needs to be done, and I'm pretty sure, like, Karen and Robert will make sure that, like, all the things are in order, so that, like, once we come back in the field, we're not having the same issues. And once again, thanks for everyone for giving us, like, this, like, support, especially from the city side. John, you played a, like, a very significant role to ensure that, like, we are on track, and from DTC side giving us the information, so we were able to make sure that, like, we issue the report on time. So thanks again.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, and just for, you know, others, you know, knowledge, you know, it's very hard and complicated organizations that we all run to get no findings, but we obviously all take them seriously and try to improve and reduce. We've got a project at the city called AFCAP, Audit Finding Corrective Action Plan, where as soon as the audit's done, we start working on what can we do to make sure we're not going to have repeat findings and decrease them. So, you know, this is important. And when we meet with the mayor, you know, he's been around audits for a long time. He holds us accountable on, you know, why do you still have this finding, you know, 1 year later, and, you know, ask our auditors, you know, is this just a Detroit thing, or, you know, you audit Oakland County and, you know, Wayne County as well. Do they have findings? And yes, sir, they do. You know, so findings are kind of evidence that the auditing firm, and Alan Young is a super great firm. They're doing their job. They're not just coming in and saying whatever we say is right. They're digging in. When they got findings, they're reporting them. And, you know, as a CPA myself, this is, you know, one of the most important things our profession does, is gives independent assurance that the financial statements are fairly stated. So as Rajiv indicated, there are financial statements, but what they're providing is that opinion. And, you know, every CPA I know that does audits takes that opinion super seriously, or they're not auditors for very long. So, with that said, thanks, Rajiv. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. You for the general manager's report, then?
Yep. And I'll try to keep it pretty brief as I need to share my screen. Okay. So, as was maybe mentioned, maybe that was before the meeting, DTC participated in our city council budget hearing last week, which was a good opportunity for us to interact with city council. DTC has an independent board, but obviously all of our local funding comes through an appropriation at the city budget process. And so that process is very important, not only for the council to better understand our operations and make sure that we're conducting our business with the goals and objectives and values of the city in mind, but also to make sure that they're certain that we're doing a good job of being good stewards of the taxpayer dollars. So it's a process that I appreciate and maybe in a weird way enjoy, but we were able to go before them and answer those questions. We've also got some written questions that we're addressing separately. That's all part of the process, but overall it was a good opportunity to talk about all the good things we're doing here at DTC. The city's also considering a funding agreement that would provide one-time funding to support our efforts to incorporate the TTC train cars and parts into our system. And so we've been working to get that funding agreement drafted, and something that the council will be considering at some point in the next several weeks, I believe, but we don't have any more details on that, but it is something that's in process for their consideration. We have our triennial safety review. So for rail systems, unlike bus systems, we have two triennials. One is related to our safety and security, and the other one is related more on the transit administration and compliance side. This is the one related to safety, and it's actually, I believe the way to put this is, it's the FTA's triennial review of the Michigan State Safety Office that is in charge of ensuring that we comply with the federal safety and security stuff. So there's a few layers there, but they will be here talking to DTC and also to Q-Line next week, I believe, to make sure that we're following the rules, but also that the State Safety Office is also being supportive and keeping watch over us as well. I'll in a second here, I'll go over some project updates and ridership and service updates and the NFL draft.
Robert, the only I watched your budget hearing. The only thing that I, you know, and then.